America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We just met one of our most incredible listeners who stopped by here at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway, Marietta location, because, Mike, you talk about, you know, people going through the ups and downs. Gentleman literally came over and said, man, I listen all the time. And we were very appreciative of that. And he said, it's the first time I'm getting a chance to meet you guys. I listen, and, you know, he's given us his moments of things that we've done over the years. And then he says, oh, by the way, I'm going to drink today because I lost my job. And I said, what?
Oh, man.
And so he starts talking to us about the Falcons and all this different stuff. And Mike and I are feeling here, you know, we're looking at each other like, well, wait a minute. Did you just say he lost his job? He said, yeah, but guys, I'm enjoying it. And he's in such a great mood and has such a great attitude for somebody
right. That
just lost their gig. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here and hang out. But I'm not going to stare at you guys. I'm not going to just look at you guys. So he's sitting here hanging out with us. But I want to give him a big shout out, man, because, you know, we all go through tough times. And
right. Listen.
We all have ups and downs. You never know how it's going to come your way. But at the end of the day, here's what he said to me, and it's the best thing I've heard all day. He said, you know, I can't stop. I can't stop. I got to keep moving. And that's what I would tell our listeners today. It's for all of our teams, Mike. Got to keep moving. We got to keep moving in the right direction.
Right. And I know for some folks, a lot of companies this time, the final quarter of the year is of downsizing. So, you know, keep your head on a swivel and keep your chin up. But to Jim, not Jim Dog like he's a gymnast. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Jim Dog. And by the way, Hale Southern grew up in States, but this cat
played.
He actually played football for Irk Russell. And that's like, I mean, that's almost like being one of the Junction Boys. You know, it's like, we're going to work now. I mean, we've talked about Irk, and we're going to have Barbara Dooley here on in just a second, and she could tell you the stories about Coach, like, Irk, you really can't wear that shirt out there anymore. It's basically a piece of a collar, and your nipple is showing on the sideline. You really can't
it's
wear
too
that.
It's too much.
Right. But that's very cool.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We got a lot more to get to. We love our conversations each and every week with the talented and lovely Barbara Dooley, and she is on the line with us right now. Barbara, it's been a while since we've been up to Ole Miss, but before we get to that, let's talk about the Florida game and what you thought you saw last weekend. It didn't start well, and I'm like, okay, where is this going? Like, are they going to snap out of it? They did, and ultimately they win by 14 points. What were you thinking as you were watching, Barbara?
I was thinking something is really wrong. I can't put my finger on it, but something is really wrong. I don't understand why Carson Beck cannot play the first half like he plays the second half. But you can't keep having three and four interceptions a game, and the percentages are against you winning. But we keep winning with all of these mistakes. And I'll have to say, I started thinking about it because I can remember so many times Vince talking about mistakes beat you. Well, here we are almost at the end of the season, and we had mistake after mistake. And do you know what we are? We are unbeaten except for Alabama. So Carson Bennett and Kirby Smart have won 48 games out of 50. That is an incredible percentage with the errors that we're making. And they can't keep up like that.
It is Barbara Dooley with this guy's brought to you by Kroger. And for the record, Barbara did try to talk me out of betting the game, Carl. I didn't, and I lost. It was 14.5, and they won by 14. So you were right. Again, got to listen to Barbara on this. I thought if the Florida quarterback doesn't get knocked out, Barbara, that might have been a game that goes all the way down to the wire.
It would have been. And do you realize he was their third string?
Yeah. Well, the guy that came in from is an Ivy Leaguer, yeah.
I mean, the whole game really surprised me. And I'm just glad it's over, and I'm glad we won, but we can't keep doing this and keep winning. It's an interesting situation about football fans, and this is not just Georgia. It's everywhere. They want a winning team. They want to pay a coach anything it takes to get a winning team. Okay, you get a winning team like Georgia. Kirby Smart is probably the best coach in the nation. Have you heard anybody say how great our team is? They're bitching. They are bitching about our team. And we haven't lost to anybody but Alabama. Does that make any sense?
It no, it doesn't. And you're right, because ultimately it is about winning. And, you know, the word I keep hearing from Kirby is resilient, right? He uses it for Carson. He's used it for his team when they've been down. Or Carson's had these games where he throws a couple of interceptions, and you're going, what's going on? What in the hay? And Kirby's like, this team is resilient. Barbara, you're right. You know, and the goals are still in front of them. It's not as if they've been eliminated. So I agree with you. I agree with you. Here's the problem. We are used to seeing them play at just a higher level and standard. That even though they're winning, and this is how good it is at Georgia right now, even though they're winning, they're not winning like they're supposed to. And we're judging.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
May I say that Saturday is huge for both teams, because if Ole Miss loses, they are out of the end of the season game, right?
Yes.
They've already got two losses. Is that right?
It is. Correct.
Okay. So they can't afford another loss. And we don't want another loss. Now, Lane Kiffin is supposed to, they hired him because he's got a reputation of being an offensive guru. But if you look at Ole Miss's record, they have only had one blowout, and that was against Arkansas last week. Mm-hmm. But they have got one heck of a defense. And nobody talks about their defense. They just talk about Lane Kiffin, great offensive, great guy. You know, they brought Ole Miss back. But their defense is what's done it. It hasn't been their offense.
It is a Barbara Dooley with us here. By the way, I mean, talking about Carson Beck, I said this to Carl yesterday. Barbara, you know, Mike Bobo, he's got to, you know, figure this thing out. I mean, to me, do you think it's a psychological thing about confidence? I mean, because he's too good. He's got too much experience in this program to be making these kind of mistakes, which, as you just said, eventually is going to come back to bite him. There's no more margin for error. So what's Bobo going to do to fix it?
Well, I think the receivers are to blame. They're running wrong routes. Have you even thought about the receivers being in the wrong place at the wrong time? I mean, some of those – now, you can't excuse a receiver for dropping the ball when it's right in their gut, and they have done that.
That's true.
There's no excuse for that. But when they're running wrong routes, you got to think about that. What the hell are they doing? Where are they going? I don't know. You know, this season is awful.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And I'm one of those people that go, don't make any more mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been weird and curious all at the same time, but they're winning and they're in a great position. Even the College Football Playoff Committee thinks that this is a team that is still projected to win the SEC championship. We're talking with Barbara Dooley. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we love our conversations with Barbara, brought to you by our friends at Kroger. Going up to Ole Miss, it's been a minute. And I told Mike, the last time I went up there, it was ugly. Kirby, you know, I think Jacob Eason was the quarterback at the time. And, you know, it was an ugly game. And, you know, Kirby always talks about these road trips, and I know Vince used to as well. You know,
right.
You're going up there, and to your point about them having nothing to lose, this is going to be a tough road game. They've played against Alabama on the road. You played Texas on the road. Barbara, my question is, did those games prepare them for this moment on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I think they're both prepared. It's just going to be who can be prepared and do it right. And I think it's going to be a great football game, really a great football game. I wouldn't bet on it. I'm telling you that. I wouldn't bet on it. I really think it's going to be a defensive game. We've got a fabulous defense. They have a fabulous defense. And I think it's going to be low scoring. They're not going to beat us, or we're not going to beat them by 65 points. That's for sure.
Right.
And so I'm excited about a good football game, but I'm excited that we might win. But Carson has got to play his best in the first half as well as the second half.
Right. And for Georgia fans heading out there, we can't lose the party. Carl and I have both been there. Is that one of those pretty? Do you think that's the prettiest campus in the SEC? Ole Miss?
It is a beautiful campus. The little town is so beautiful. The town is just, it's such a perfect college town.
Good way to put it.
Athens has gotten on steroids, and we have blown up. I mean, blown up. We are a big college town now. When we first came here, we had the same kind of feeling as Ole Miss does, and I hope they keep that season.
Barbara,
and they claim to have the most beautiful girls in the SEC.
True. Yes. Yeah, they do.
But
they do.
But since I went to Auburn, they used to say that about Auburn. Yeah, but I keep saying it's Auburn because I want to remember when I was there, the most beautiful girls were at Auburn.
Well, I think Vince would agree with that.
And you still are the most beautiful women in Athens, Barbara, yes. And we always love having you on the show, and the listeners can't get enough of it.
Thank you so much. Are we through?
Well, we don't have to be.
I mean, anything else on your mind?
I mean, we don't have to be. You know, we'll take as much time as we need to talk with you. I feel like you, and I can't put my finger on it. I keep getting phone calls from people around the country. What's wrong with Bet? I don't know. All I know is they keep winning, and hopefully it gets better between now and the end of the season.
I do, too. And I just want everybody to be patient and know that Kirby is – and I will say this about Kirby Smart. He always, if you watch him on the sidelines, he is a maniac on the sidelines. Mm. But when those kids come off the field, he is pumping them up. I have never not seen him be positive and tell them what they're doing, what they should be doing. He's not beating on them and screaming at them. And I have to admire him for that.
I think it helps. I agree. Even his mistake moments, Carson will come off. Kirby's patting him on the head. He's talking to him. I totally agree with you. We'll see what happens Saturday at Ole Miss. Barbara Dooley, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Go Dawgs.
Okay, go Dawgs.
There she is. And it's funny. She has the right to say whatever the hell she wants when it comes to this program. And for her to say that there is a lot of being going on,
right?
The way that they're winning, that's where the program is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a standard that Kirby set. You know, obviously Dabo's going through it, and their standards have fallen. But it's just you want that superstar Heisman Trophy winner quarterback. That's what I don't care what he is. Just want him to win. But Carson Beck, they're not going to win a title the way he's throwing the football around.
All right, we got a lot more to get to, guys. Last night we saw something special. You missed it? We'll tell you about it next. Some guy talk. We'll get back into the Falcons Saints on Sunday in our Falcon Report at 5 o'clock, guys. And we got to talk about the ability to throw the ball deep. I said I want to take some shots down the field. We didn't do a whole lot in the first game, but hopefully that changes. I'm talking about offensively in the second game.
But real quick before we talk about what happened last night, can we do that? The injury report is out.
Yeah.
And Drake London is still limited. And D-Led hit us up earlier, and I asked him, you know, how did he look? He looks stiff to me, Mike. So then I said, did you see Kyle Pitts?
He goes, stretch out.
I asked him, I texted D-Led. Here's what he wrote me back.
Because I said, Leota later.
So I text D-Led. I go, how's Pitts' hamstring look? I was concentrating on Drake.
Okay.
Like someone you never saw. You couldn't look at two people in practice, D-Led. So anyway, D-Led does let us know to the injury report, and we'll talk more about this at 5 o'clock. Kyle Pitts is still limited with a hamstring. So two of our biggest targets are not 100%. So it'll be a speedy, undersized specialist or, you know, your skill position guys will not be having those kind of catch radiuses that Kurt likes to use.
Mike, you know those. These guys can roll out of the bed on Friday. They stretch out a little bit. It feels better. By Sunday, they're good. And Drake catches two touchdowns.
But you know, in the NFL, Wednesday's a walkthrough, Friday's a walkthrough. Today was practice.
Yes.
And they're limited.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm going to say that unless you're going to say shoot it up, tape it up, I mean,
well,
we don't have a margin for error if you bet at the over-under on the 10.5. But big picture, I just think they'll probably sit Drake and Pitts.
They don't have to play him.
And then Bijan you can use Bijan as a wide receiver in the wheel route. We saw that last week you mentioned against Dallas.
Yeah, we don't have to play him. And we're fortunate because we've handled business. I say that. Am I telling you they don't want to play? Of course not. But we are in a position where you can go into New Orleans and say, I need to think about three weeks down the road, 4 weeks down the road, what this is going to look like. So we'll see. But it wouldn't surprise me if both of them played, though, either. All right, more on that coming up in the Falcon Report. Mike, let's talk about what we saw last night because it was really brilliant to see this young man come out and play the way he did. And I'm talking about Zachary Richache, the number one pick in the NBA draft for the Atlanta Hawks. I don't know how much attention you've been paying here the last couple of weeks. NBA starts. We said it. We're in the midst of football.
Right.
Most people are still focused on college football and the NFL. And, all right, I'm watching a little bit NBA. Maybe let me see what's happening with my Hawks. This is now, what, game eight, nine for him? And to have a career performance already, 33 points last night, he shot the blank out of it. I'm serious. When we say that, I mean, he shot the ball so well. Open shots, contested shots. He was doing it all. And this is one of those performances, Mike, where you go as a rookie, as a number one pick, this is what you want to see. Are we seeing a star emerge in Richaché?
Man, it would be nice to think that this guy is going to be onward and upward. I like to think that you see moments in a guy's career. And unfortunately with the NBA, if a kid comes out of college, he's 18, 19, and he didn't get time to be coached up in high school. Because, you know, let's be honest, Carl, by March he's gone.
True.
And that's it. And so then you get into, you hope you have an Ant-Man or you have an SGA. You have that guy's got that special sauce. Well, this guy did play professional basketball. And he's a guy who comes with the pedigree of being around adults playing basketball.
Yeah.
And what I liked about last night is he was kind of making his own thing. It wasn't like, you know, Quinn Snyder was rolling, setting up plays for him, you know, trying to run some screens and all this. He was just making things happen on his own. A ball here, whether it's a rebound, loose ball. I loved it. He got in the flow. He kind of created his own flow, which is something you and I always ask for. You know, what we kind of want from other guys on this team that have come and gone.
On top of all this, Mike, it was on the Knicks. Like, this is supposed to be one of the most improved teams in the NBA. They thought they were on the cusp last year. They had a bunch of injuries. They lose in the playoffs. Brunson breaks his hand, blah, blah, blah. They make all of these adjustments. They make a trade. And this is supposed to be one of the better teams in the league. And he does it against the Knicks. My point is this.
Big moment. Like, it was a big vibe last night.
Yes, you wouldn't respect it as much if this was against, oh, I don't know, the Raptors. You'd be like, well, he hit 30 against the Raptors.
Right.
He did it against the Knicks at home. In a big spot where you're injured, depleted roster, and you needed him to play well. I think that speaks volumes about what he can be. Don't know if he is, but, man, I like what I saw last night.
And the other thing last night about Zachary Risache, when they had a technical to be shot, it wasn't Trey. They had Risache shoot the team. I like that. It's a pressure moment. You know, it was a big moment against the Knicks. You talked about it. Playoff atmosphere for guys who missed it earlier. After we win the game, 121-116, Trey Young with our man Tigga. This is on the house PA system.
Yeah.
And Knicks fans are talking jive. Take a listen, because I thought it was great.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Ooh, take out the tone.
I love it. Knicks fans, they even shout blank Trey Young at Yankees and Jets games, Carl. I love the fact that he's able to throw it around. And he, by the way, Trey's been great. I think Trey's playing, no disrespect to DeJounte. We all know it was a failed experiment. Trey's playing with a lot of fun. Last night, bad ribs, he did all that too, by the way. It wasn't 100%.
Well, listen, he is a guy that plays better. It's no secret with the ball in his hands. But he's also averaging 12 assists a game. He's leading the league in assists. It's not like he's not sharing the ball.
Right.
So
now you got guys who can put the ball in the basket, well, unlike the last couple of years.
But that's been the other key. When I hit you for an open shot, can you knock it down? I think, again, this is just the start of many conversations we're going to have about Zachary Richaché. His size and shooting ability is what you want in the NBA. It's why they went with him number one. And right now, looks like we got the best one, number one, over what we thought we should have done.
About,
right?
And again, if you guys take it back to the NBA draft, we were talking about, well, the Hawks haven't had a real big man, you know, for years. Alexander Sarr got drafted by the Wizards. He's got up to a nice start, but his best effort so far was 17 points in a loss against the Heat, which was kind of a blowout. They gave him more minutes. Here's a guy going for 33. I'm not going to call it a playoff atmosphere, but it was a juiced atmosphere at State Farm, and Risache stepped up. So you got Risache, Jalen Johnson, grabbing that rebound, wrestling it away, kicking it to Trey, and then the flush from Clint Capella last night. Big moments last night. And you said it. It was a one-point game. We were looking like we were going to blow it. Last 2 years, we blow this game. Now, here's the question. If, just for argument's sake, we can get over 500 and stay there.
Okay.
With Dyson Daniels playing defense, Jalen Johnson, Risache, and Trey, and eventually DeAndre Hunter on the floor.
Who?
Wouldn't you love to add some veteran presence to this to help those guys out?
I would.
And really get us out of this stupid play-in rut we're in?
I would. I mean, we all knew, or at least if you didn't, we did, that they were going to go into this season with a let's see attitude. Let's see where what we do. Let's see what the number one pick does. Let's see how Trey operates now, back to being what the guy that can, you know, run the show. Okay, well, if this is the sample size of what we can do, to Mike's point, if we're over 500, Mike, they deserve to make some moves. Like right. Landry Fields, I know it's way early, but scouting department, y'all better get to work. Like, this is – if we are on the cusp of maybe doing something, you owe it to us, just right. like I said with the Falcons, to say, hey, we're going to go improve this team. I we're not there,
right.
but, man, I'm telling you right now, it doesn't take long. Rashad Shea was balling last night, y'all.
And I'll say it again in case Hawks management missed it. I know I've killed Landry Fields. Nice job on Rashad Shea. Thank you, Mike. Steve Coonan will join us tomorrow.
Coming up, some guy talk here live from Taco Mac. What you got, Mike?
All right, man. Do you really want to see another set of Star Wars movies?
Well, why are you looking at me? I'm the biggest Star Wars fan on this show.
Because the last three sucked. That's why. Also,
I can never get enough Star Wars.
Also coming up, Ja'Marr Chase reflects on his days of book learning at LSU. We're going to play his play. Carl, we're live. Taco Mac, as you mentioned, Dallas Highway in Marietta. We got a great crowd, by the way. Lots of good listeners, good people hanging out. Some guys bringing their kids to come and have a good old time. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Chris has got the Bridge Show. And then Thursday Night Football with those Bengals and the Ravens.
Yeah, I can't wait. We were just talking to one of our listeners. He's like, Ravens tonight. I just think it's going to be a really good game. Look, the Bengals, again, are in must-win situation. They blew one at home earlier, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now. As a matter of fact, they're replaying it on NFL Network. It was a great game. Went into overtime. I don't know if that'll happen tonight, but these two quarterbacks are the cream of the crop when you talk about Burrow and Lamar.
Bengals are fighting for their playoff lives, trying to make that wild card and maybe win the division. It's a long shot there. 6-point favorites, by the way, are the Ravens in the Charm City. Hey, man, speaking of the Bengals, pretty funny, Ja'Marr Chase was asked about, you know, Thursday night, short turnaround, getting ready for Thursday night game. Must be like cramming for a test in school, right, Ja'Marr?
I didn't study in school. but it's a lot. You just got to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? You just got to really lock in right now. So, I mean, we get a little break time before we start, Friday? You know what I'm saying? Friday's practice. So, we just got to stay locked in when we're on the field and just pay attention. But when we get the break time, then we can do whatever.
So, again, saying that I didn't study in school, does that mean he was just a natural genius that didn't need to cram for tests when he was at LSU? Or that perhaps someone was helping him at LSU? Or perhaps no one cared what he studied or failed or didn't fail?
I'm going to go with all of the above. When Chris brought this up yesterday, we were talking about, you know, how much a wide receiver needs to study. And I said a quarterback is probably the guy that needs to know what everybody's doing. I don't necessarily know if you, outside of your responsibilities, how much you need to study. Listen, he's not studying what the left tackle needs to do or the right. guard on a pull play.
He's got to know his routes.
He's got to know his routes.
Know the tendencies of the DBs.
So, I don't have an issue with it, but some people take that as like his work ethic is being questioned because I don't think that's the case.
I mean, again, he was a sports administration major. Yeah. He was there for 3 years at LSU pursuing his diploma, as part of Project Graduation degree program. So a lot of guys in the NFL do go back, make mom happy, and get that degree. So I'm not saying that a lot of folks are trying to immediately say it's like, remember Cardale Jones, like, I didn't go to play school when he went to Ohio State.
I remember that,
which is the famous quote. That's why we always joke around about, like, what'd you major in? Book learning. Somebody, Randy was talking about today, Randy, he goes, I don't know, maybe some shorty help you take the test. Statute of limitations has run out on that.
Somebody. No, he's right. I mean, if you're cool with the TA, I mean, sometimes they didn't even let you take the test.
Right on.
Just keeping it real.
Hey, man, you and I are big Star Wars fans. Where we split was on those last three. The prequels I thought were horrible, too much CGI. We all love the original three. I thought that first of the last three, where they shish kebab Harrison Ford with a lightsaber, his son's a jerk. And it just, to me, I just thought it was so off point, and I thought it meandered, and that second one didn't make a lot of sense. The reason I bring it up is new Star Wars film trilogy is in the works from Disney. At the helm with this one would be X-Men producer Simon Kinberg.
He's good.
He's created the animated series Star Wars Rebels. He'll produce the movie alongside with Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy. Disney has not released a Star Wars since The Rise of Skywalker back in 2019.
Yep.
It'll begin with, quote, a fresh story and is not related to the Skywalker saga, according to The Hollywood Reporter. No other details of the plot timeline were provided.
And that's fine. Listen, the bigger thing for me is, and will I watch it? Yeah, because I love Star Wars. But the bigger thing is it's Disney, Mike, and when they bought this, this was not a 2 or 6 year plan.
Right.
This was a 50 year. How do we maximize this Star Wars empire
the
and
theme
profits?
Park corporations?
Absolutely.
Right, right.
So these movies, these shows on Disney will continue to come out, and they'll continue to grow the universe just like Marvel, and they'll do different things. I would love to see a new spinoff as far as a completely different idea about what this could look like and what it might be. The cool thing is, and this is the thing, it could be anything you want it to be.
Right.
You could take it wherever you want. It doesn't have to. And that's why I love the fact you just said it's not related to the Skywalker story, nor should it be. That has played itself, and I'm happy with where that's at, and let's move on.
It just seems like, you know, for instance, if you're Chick-fil-A, you've got a franchise.
Yeah.
There's a quality, a level of quality that has to be maintained. And you could have, you know, owners might have 15 Chick-fil-A's all over the Southeast, but you've got to maintain quality. When restaurants overexpand, and we've seen this happen, and you don't have an eye on the ball and the quality fails, I just think Star Wars is so far now off the original template. And some of the recent stuff, especially, you know, when you try to take current social mores and work that into the storylines, I'm just like, I'm done. And I just thought that those last three, I just, to me, Carl, it just felt flat. I mean, the whole thing, by the way, Luke Skywalker, dude, either you're in or you're out. I got to beg you to fight the bad guys for like 3 hours. I mean, just let's move it along. It sets some urgency with the plot line. Anyway, either way, get ready. Coming soon.
I think, too, Mike, part of that is when Lucas gave it up, it's like with anything. The guy that built the house is never going to be the same
right.
when you sell it. Right? Is the upkeep going to be the same? It's not. There's going to be people coming and go, oh, you know what? I don't like this bathroom. I want to change it completely. This living room needs to be expanded. We got to raise the roof in the basement. It's kind of what happened with the Star Wars franchise. The guy that came up with this wasn't directing and certainly right. wasn't guiding these movies the way that maybe he would have. And so this is what you get. But I, on the other side, you said it. This is where we disagree. I have no issues with it. I enjoyed it from an entertainment standpoint. I had no expectations. Nothing from a kid who grew up watching it
right.
is ever going to top Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, being there and that doesn't get replaced.
Right.
That to me is moments in my childhood. But with that said, going to these movies with my daughter and getting her into the franchise and
right.
growing it and being able to go to the theme parks and ride these rides, right. it's super cool to me. I have no issues with it.
I was like, Kylo Ren, are you a bad guy or what? You going to see this through? You going to be conflicted? You killed your dad, man. You really got to stay committed to this. You know what I mean? That's my thing. It's like, what are you? I mean, what is this? Why are you doing these things? It made no sense to me. Moving on, speaking of things that make no sense, what is your interest level in, finally, a week from tomorrow, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul?
Oh, that's happening?
Are you going to pay for it?
That's happening? Well, I already do. It's Netflix.
All right. Oh, that's right. I guess I get it.
I already do pay for it.
There's no extra charge on this?
No. That's why I'm going to probably watch it, is because it's included with my Netflix. But I forgot the fight was happening. I'll be honest with you.
We all did, because Mike Tyson had to postpone the original date. Now we find out from Mike talking to in the media this week, he had a bleeding ulcer. Was throwing up blood. So he was really in a bad way. Mm. At the time, initially, it seemed like, uh-oh, when is this ever going to go down? We also found out that I guess you're going to have a Canadian broadcaster who does mixed martial arts will be on the call. And Rosie Perez is going to be involved as part of the announcing team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on out here.
It was the Stookie Brothers.
Yeah, I have no idea about all of that. I did, a few months ago, I talked about this a little bit. My only fear is, as we get closer, when is the fight? Do you know what's
it's a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
Friday night.
My only fear is Mike get knocked out. And not that it changes anything, because, again, he's, what, 50, whatever
right,
he is, 54,
right.
I don't know. But the fear of seeing Mike get knocked out by Jake Paul, it's just that to me, that's just the worst.
Right.
I would prefer Mike to knock him out and say, I told you I saw the baddest man on the planet,
right.
and he's still that. But that's the only thing, Mike. I have no betting interest, I'm not vested in a way where if I miss it, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not into the reality stars. I mean, guys, Carl and I love boxing. We haven't been out to Vegas for a lot of fights. It's just like we never get the fights we want in a timely fashion. HBO was so good for boxing. I got to be honest, since HBO got out of the boxing business, I don't think boxing's been the same.
Well,
I
Showtime think, took it over,
right.
and they did a good job for DAZN, a little bit.
But still, it's not the same.
No.
And we never get the heavyweight. Like, for instance, we've been waiting to see, you know, Joshua, you know, and let's be honest, we haven't gotten the fights we've wanted when we want them.
The heavyweight division actually has been fighting some of the fights that we wanted to see. The problem is, Mike, the interest level has waned. I've become a UFC guy. I'll be honest with you. I watch these UFC these events all the time, once a month, whatever it is, if I'm interested. because you do get the fights. And think about the last time you got excited, unfortunately, for a championship boxing match.
Exactly.
When?
Nope. Ain't happening.
You
hey, one last little factoid for you. Thanks to our buddy Brett McMurphy who tweeted this out today. How bad are my beloved Seminoles this year, Carl? You say, how bad are they?
How bad are they?
Well, Kent State drops to 0-9, and they've scored more points than Florida State this
Kent
year.
Kent State?
Yes, yes, yes. Kent State ranks dead last in defense. They're giving up more than 46 points a game. The Flashes have scored 136 points through nine games. The Noles are at 130 through nine. Florida State is arguably the worst team. They are now the Colorado that Deion Sanders inherited, which has a lot of Florida State fans saying, cut the check. Do what you got to do and bring Prime back to Tallahassee.
Would he do it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really I would love to know. Maybe we'll get Prime on and find out. Hey, man, that's Guy Talk brought to you by Dukes & Bell. Hey, man, Ale. Go to your favorite package store and go find some. They've got it on drafts at your favorite bars as well. It's Dukes & Bell.
Deion's salary was originally $30 million. It's $29.5. They've doubled their social media. They've sold out their season tickets for the first time in program history.
Still have a chance to win the conference.
I'm just talking about the economic impact. Right. They've sold more merch in the last 2 years than they've sold in the last 20 years. His economic impact at Colorado is way more than $30 million.
Problem with FSU is they gave Norvell the raise and the dreaded contract extension when you outbid yourself for somebody because he was flirting with Alabama.
Boom. All right. We're live at Taco Mac. Great stuff, Mike, with Guy Talk. Coming up, we have a couple of interviews, including Bradley Pinion's going to join us, punter for our Falcons. He's doing a great charity event. We're joining him and getting behind Bradley in this. And also Shane Beamer, Mike, is on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay there. South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer. We'll talk Falcons next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.